This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Taipei residents like hospital worker Chang Yulin were rattled on Wednesday after a strong earthquake offshore Taiwan with a magnitude of 7.2 struck the island, knocking out power in several parts of the capital. State media said it was the strongest quake to hit the island in 25 years. It triggered a tsunami warning in Japan that was later lifted. U.S. and other world leaders continue to react to an Israeli airstrike that killed World Central Kitchen aid workers from Australia, Britain, and Poland. VOA's Cindy Singh has more on that story.
Standing with his French counterpart on a visit to Paris, Secretary of State Antony Blinken called the aid workers heroes who must be protected.
We've spoken directly to the Israeli government about this particular incident. We've urged a swift, a thorough, and impartial investigation to understand exactly what happened.
French Foreign Minister Stéphane Séjourné was more direct in condemning the Israeli strike. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Tuesday attacks on aid workers in Gaza were unconscionable. An Israeli airstrike killed seven people working for the aid charity World Central Kitchen.
It demonstrates yet again the urgent need for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire, the unconditional release of all hostages, and the expansion of humanitarian aid into Gaza.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the airstrike mistakenly killed the aid workers. This is VOA News. Officials say that Ukrainian drones have attacked a major oil refinery and a drone factory in the province of Tatarstan and what appears to be Kyiv's deepest strike inside Russian territory since the war began more than 2 years ago. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on Ukraine's growing capabilities in drone warfare.
In recent months, Russian refineries and oil terminals have become priority targets of Ukrainian drone attacks, part of stepped-up assaults on Russian territory. Ukrainian drone developers have been extending the weapons range for months as Kyiv attempts to compensate for its battlefield disadvantage in weapons and troops. The unmanned aerial vehicles are also an affordable option while Ukraine waits for more U.S. military aid.
And AP's Charles Ledesma reporting. Meanwhile, diplomats say that NATO Secretary Jens Stoltenberg has proposed a 100 billion euro five-year package of military aid to Ukraine that would give the Western alliance a more direct role in providing support to Kyiv. On a call Tuesday, President Joe Biden discussed with Chinese President Xi Jinping a range of high-level issues and reiterated his request that China not use web-based disinformation tools to interfere with the U.S. presidential election. Two leaders also discussed Taiwan, the island China claims, as it prepares to inaugurate a new leader next month. VOA's Anita Powell with more.
Xi, in a statement, said both leaders found the phone call to be candid and constructive. But he stressed that disagreements remain, notably about the status of Taiwan, which China claims. In his statement, Xi said the China-U.S. relationship is beginning to stabilize, and this is welcomed by both societies and the international community. On the other hand, the negative factors of the relationship have also been growing, and this requires attention from both sides. The White House said Biden reiterated, but did not advance, previous concerns about Chinese interference in the upcoming U.S. election. Xi did not mention the topic in his account of the call. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
Donald Trump has used again language denounced by Democrats to hammer President Joe Biden over his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border as he campaigned in two Midwestern states, likely to be critical to the outcome of the 2024 election. Trump on Tuesday was in Grand Rapids, Michigan and Green Bay, Wisconsin, but he rallied against what he labeled Biden's border bloodbath. He has been leaning into inflammatory rhetoric about the record surge of migrants at the southern border since he became his party's presumptive nominee. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.